Masechta's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet until Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin. The next few Mishnahs, continuing from the previous Mishnah, are all statements said by Rabbi Akiva, and interestingly, all of them are very general things Rabbi Akiva is going to say. We have many Mishnahs in Masechta's Ovos that are specific. They talk about very particular character traits or very particular things. But interestingly, all of these Mishnahs said by Rabbi Akiva are about a general approach to life and growth and prioritization of different things. Hu Yo'imer, Rabbi Akiva would say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, beloved is man, that he was created in the image of Hashem himself. Man is the only being with a real intellect that can comprehend some connection towards Hashem, some understanding on a minute level of Hashem himself, and that attribute and that ability which man has to understand and comprehend things properly, that is the main explanation which the Rambam and others give for being in the image of Hashem, that we have this godly gift of the intellect, of our brain. But the Mishnah adds that Chibur Yaseira Neidas Leishniv B'Tzelem. There is a extra love which Hashem showed us by letting us know that we are created with in the image of Hashem. Shneir, as the pasuk says, "Betzelim Elohim Aser Asa Adam," that He, Hashem, made man in the image of God. So Hashem sort of turned around to us and is telling us, realize what power a man has, realize what heights a human being can attain using his intellect. Since the intellect is considered a sort of godly gift, it must be used in order to gain a connection with Hashem. Now, the second part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva adds, Chaviv in Yisrael, the Jewish people are more beloved than a regular person. This is the second level, Shenikru Bonim Lamakim, that they are called children of Hashem. There are many psukim where Hashem refers to the Jewish people as being his children, which of course reflects the greater closeness which we have towards Hashem. But once again, Chibur Yaseira Neidas Lahem Shenikru Bonim Lamakim. It's an extra love which Hashem showed us, in that he let us know, he told us that we are called sons of Hashem. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are sons to Hashem your God. And if we put this to heart, if we really realize what it means to be a son of Hashem, that awesome bond which we are able to form with Hashem by being his only sons, his children, not only are we created in the image of Hashem that we have the intellect and the ability to serve him, but that awesome connection which a father has to his son that exists with the Jewish people. And Hashem wanted us to know that. He wants us to know how much he loves us. So that even if we don't necessarily serve him to the right ability, to our full strength that we are supposed to, nevertheless, Hashem wants us to know that He still loves us more than we can ever imagine. Obviously, Hashem's love is much more great than a human's feeling of love. And the love of a father to a son, there's no greater love than that in the world. But it's still bound by human boundaries. Hashem's love is totally unlimited, right? And thirdly, the third level is Chaviv in Yisrael. Beloved are the Jewish people, Shenitan lahem kli chemda, that a wonderful treasured item or tool, utensil, was given to them. And this is talking about the Torah, the most beautiful gift in the world, that which Hashem used to create the world. The Torah, which the Pasuk in Tehillim says is more beloved and more treasured and more precious than the greatest gold, the Holy Torah through which we can achieve the greatest connection with Hashem, the greatest understanding of Hashem and how Hashem, so to speak, thinks. The more Torah one learns, the more he aligns his own mind and his own thinking and thought process with Hashem's. It's crazy. The gift of Torah which we have is unbelievable. But once again, it's an extra love that Hashem told us, that He is giving us the Torah, this precious utensil with which the world was created. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Hashem told us, "Ki lekach toinu satz lochem trosi al ta'azevu." A good item, a good product, I have given you. My Torah, don't abandon it. So Rabbi Akiva has laid out three different levels over here. Firstly, mankind itself, that everybody has an intellect, which is a gift given only to human beings. A real intellect with the ability to connect to something higher. The next level is the Jewish people that we consider the children of Hashem, and the next level are Jewish people who are fortunate to have a connection to the Torah, and to learn Torah, which is the most effective way of connecting to Hashem and actually using that intellect and using that desire which a son has to connect to his father by learning the Torah. Mishnah Tesvav, Rabbi Akiva continues, Hakol Tzafui, everything is known. Hashem knows absolutely every detail of everything that anybody ever does, and that which he will do in the future. But nevertheless, Vaharashus Nasuna, permission is granted to human beings to choose what to do. The fact that Hashem knows what will happen in the future does not contradict the fact that we have free will to choose what to do. Philosophically speaking, it might be a difficult idea to comprehend that even though Hashem knows exactly what we're going to do, we still have the free choice to choose what to do. But nevertheless, one of the basic beliefs which a Jew needs to have, part of the reason why he's here in this world, is that he has free choice. And the Torah says that Hashem gives us the choice to choose between bad and good, between life and death, between real life, a connection to Hashem, to the one above, or to follow all of the distractions in this world and not fulfill what we're supposed to be doing in this world. The understanding that we have free will is the most basic belief in what we're doing in this world. We're here to have that battle, to have the two choices in front of us, and to choose the right choice. And that way we can get rewarded in the next world and have that real connection to Hashem. Uvutoiv ha'olam nidoin, and the world is judged with goodness and mercy. We have the choice between good and bad, but even when we do unfortunately choose the wrong decision occasionally, Hashem doesn't punish us immediately. He waits for us to do tshuva, to repent. V'akol lefi rov ha'maaseh, and everything is according to the amount of good deeds that one does. The more good that one does, the more he will be rewarded in the next world. The Rambam actually understands that the mission over here is teaching us an additional, deeper lesson, and that is, he makes note of the fact that the mission doesn't say that everything and all of the reward that one gets is according to how great and how large the good deeds that he does are. But rather, it's all according to the amount of good deeds that he does. And this is coming to tell us, says the Rambam, that if somebody, for example, has a choice between giving 1,000 gold coins as tzedakah to somebody in one go, one large gift of tzedakah, that's of course a huge mitzvah, or he has the choice to give one gold coin, let's say every day, he'll give one gold coin as tzedakah, and he does that 1,000 times, what's considered greater? According to the Rambam, this is precisely what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that the person who gives it 1,000 times, just one coin at a time, that is greater than the person who gave 1,000 coins in one go. Because here, every time he gave tzedakah, he's turning himself into a more giving person. He's not just fulfilling a mitzvah. He's changing his entire nature to be somebody who is a giving person. He's perfecting himself and his own character traits, and therefore that is considered to be a greater thing than the person who gives 1,000 gold coins in one go. Mishnah Tazayin, Huya Omer Rabbi Akiva would say, another general teaching, and here Rabbi Akiva gives a moshel, a parable, in order to express a particular outlook which one is supposed to have on all of life and what he's doing in the world. And so Rabbi Akiva says, Hakol nosun be'eravoin. Everything is given with a guarantee, meaning everything that somebody has in this world, all of his abilities and his strengths, everything that Hashem has given him, his wealth, family, all of the tools which he has in life and his surroundings and all of his situations, every breath of life is a loan which Hashem has given him. And the way we're going to understand it is that the repayment of that loan, that loan is given to us on condition that we keep the mitzvahs and we don't perform averus. But if we do, God forbid, commit any averus or don't fulfill our purpose in this world, then the loan will have to be repaid in a different way, and that's our punishment which we would get in the next world, chas v'shalom, if we've done averus and haven't done teshuva for them. Anything which Hashem has given to us, which we don't use in order to further our service of Him, so essentially we're going to have to give back that loan in a different way, and that's via the punishment in the next world. Umetzuda perusa al kol ha'chayim, when there is a trap which is spread out on all of life, on everybody who is alive, the Yetzer Hara tries to trap us left, right, and center wherever we go. There's always another challenge trying to distract us from serving Hashem. Hachanos Pesucha, the shop is open, and the shop, which is a metaphor for this entire world, is full of many, many products. Some products are good for us, and some can harm us. and we're able to take items from the shop, and the shopkeeper gives it to us on credit. We don't necessarily pay for the item now. Hashem allows us to enjoy the physical benefits which he gives us and all of the things which we have in our life. He allows us to use them, because ultimately he wants us to use them for the sake of being able to serve him on a greater level. But if we use it for other things, just for our own pleasure, or chas v'shalom for forbidden pleasures which are against the Torah, so Hashem allows us to. He gives it to us on credit. He says, you know what, I'll exact payment from you later on. If you don't end up doing teshuva for that avirus which you did, for that which you took from this world, not for the sake of serving Hashem, but chas v'shalom for the opposite, then Hashem will take the payment later on, he'll punish you. But again, Hashem leaves it for now. He gives us the time to do teshuva, and he says, I'm giving you the choice in front of you, life and death, the connection to Hashem, to the one above, to a life full of spirituality, and the joy and the benefit of connecting to something so much greater, which we are able to connect to, or to choose the opposite. A life of running after our physical desires, going from one temporary pleasure to another, without any achievement, without any usage of our unbelievable powers which Hashem gave us. Wasting that unbelievable ability to connect to Hashem in all that we do. And continues Rabbi Akiva with the parable that Pinkas Pasuach, the pad of paper which the shopkeeper writes down all of the transactions, everything that somebody has bought and used, and everything that somebody owes him, it's open. That pad of paper is opened by Yad Kli Seves, and the hand is writing down absolutely every detail of what was taken from this world and was not used ultimately for serving Hashem and was used for forbidden things. Anybody wants to borrow something, who wants to take an item on credit, he's able to, he has the permission to. Hashem gives us that unbelievable power of free will to go against him. We have the ability to choose something which seemingly goes against Hashem. Of course, ultimately, everything will bring to the ultimate glory of Hashem. One day, once Mashiach comes, we'll see how everything ultimately played a part in increasing the glory of Hashem. But the way we see it now, technically, one's free will is the ability which Hashem gave us to do something which he doesn't really want us to do. Well, Hashem wants us to choose the right decision so that we can have a connection with him. Hashem wants to have that connection, that love, that deep relationship with a human being, with a Jew. And so he tells us to keep the mitzvahs and the Torah, to stay away from certain avirus, because that's the way that we're going to get a relationship with him, and that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to have a relationship with him. What an unbelievable idea and message for us to take in and to live up to. And the messengers, the ones who are responsible to make sure that people pay up their loans, they go around constantly every day collecting loans. People receive punishments and people die every day. And that is part of the collection of the loans which people need to pay up. And they collect the loans from different people, midaitai, whether it be with his knowledge and will of the person who is paying, or not with his knowledge, or against his will. And what that is saying is that when one receives any suffering in this world, he is supposed to immediately relate it to his sins and realize that Hashem is sending him a message to do teshuva, to perfect his actions, to seek a relationship with Hashem on a greater, deeper level. And if he does that, then fortunate is that person, that he'll be saved from further punishment in the next world, and he'll get the message and he'll start serving Hashem on a greater level. But of course, there'll be others who will pay up, as it were. They'll be punished, but it will be against their will, and they won't realize what it's doing for them, and they won't perfect their ways as a result of those punishments. And those collectors have what to rely on. All of the pads of paper on which everything was written, and v'hadin din emes, and the judgment is a true judgment. Every punishment which everybody will receive, as well as every reward, is exactly according to how he acted and according to how hard it was for him or how easy. V'akol mesukan ha'sa'uda, and everything that ever happens is really a preparation for the ultimate meal, the ultimate banquet of Olam Haba. Again, another parable, another metaphor. And another explanation of this last statement is not that everything is a preparation for that, but that everyone, every person, every Jew ultimately does have a share in the world to come. But one is not able to enter there before he is punished and purified from all of the sins which he has committed. Mishnah Yudzayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Min Torah derech Eretz." If somebody hasn't learned a lot of Torah, then he's not able to develop the necessary, required way of behaving towards others, because so much of that ethical behavior is learned from the Torah. Min derech Eretz. But at the same time, if somebody does not have a proper way of treating others and moral behavior, then ein Torah. His Torah learning is also worthless. In fact, it's even worse that he knows Torah, because now people look around and they see this person who knows Torah. That's how he behaves. It causes a great chilul Hashem. Alright, secondly, I mean, chokhmah in yira. If somebody doesn't have a big level, a high level of wisdom, then he also cannot attain a true level of fear of Hashem, because he hasn't had that enough connection and understanding of Hashem and his ways. But at the same time, I mean, yira, if somebody does not have fear of Hashem and doing averus, then in chokhmah, his wisdom and knowledge of Torah is also worthless. I mean, bina, if somebody does not have the ability to understand the consequence of a particular piece of information and what that piece of information can result in, ein das, there's also not much use in his understanding of the thing itself. And at the same time, ein das, if he doesn't understand the piece of information itself and the reasoning behind it, then ein bina, he also won't have the ability to see the consequences and further pieces of information which can be extrapolated from that original piece of information. I mean, kemach in Torah, if somebody does not have what to support himself with, then he won't be able to learn Torah properly. But I mean, Torah, if he doesn't learn Torah properly, then of course in kemach, there's no point in the flour and the sustenance which he has. And now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah elaborates on one of the things which he said already. Hu ya Omer, he, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, would say, Kol shechachmosim ruben b'maisov, anybody whose wisdom of Torah is greater than his actions, and the way that he behaves doesn't necessarily fit with the level of Torah which he knows. Lamahu doimer, to what is he compared? Le'ilan shanofam rubin v'shoshem watit, to a tree whose branches and leaves are very much in number. There are a lot of those, but v'shoshem watin, his roots are very few in number. And because of that, v'haruach bo v'kaito v'fach talponov, the wind will come and uproot the tree and turn it over on its face. Knock it down, because the person is lacking in the very basis of having a fear of Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'haruach araba rova, it will be like a tree alone in the wilderness, and he won't see when the good comes, even when there will be rain and there will be something good, he won't see it. The tree will dwell in a desolate place, in the desert, in a land which is salty and uninhabitable. Whereas on the other hand, anybody whose good deeds and way of behaving is even more than the level of Torah which he knows, to what is he compared? To a tree whose branches might be few in number, but at least his roots are great in number. That even all of the winds in the world can come and blow at that tree, they won't be able to move the tree from its place at all. Shenemar, and this is like what the Torah, what the Pasuk talks about. It will be like a tree which has been planted by the water and by the stream. It will send its roots. It won't see when the heat will come. Rather, its leaves will be fresh even when there is lots of heat. And it won't need to worry even in a year of famine, but a yomishmash's peri, it won't stop making and producing fruit. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is just coming to emphasize the importance of having the very basis of a fear of Hashem and a relationship with Him, and not to think of Torah as just another subject which one can learn, but not relate it to becoming a greater person and developing his connection with Hashem.